Number 11247 in.
ZQ, ZQ. All stations, this is K1GGS, Kilowatt 1 Golf, Golf Sierra.
Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock p.m.
Technical and question net. This net meets every or almost every Saturday at this time. I'd like to welcome you all aboard. Tonight I think we'll go through a roll call just to wake everybody up. Haven't done that for a while, and I think some stations missed that little thing. And also, I know there's a lot of stations on here that don't even say boo that are listening. So let's do a roll call tonight, and we'll start off with the East Coast. Any stations on the East Coast for the Fusion at K1GGS?
N1DOT, good evening, Rusty. We got a pulsing station.
K1GGS, good evening to you, and yeah, I saw that pinging station too. Kilo India 4 Golf, November 10th, and Newport, Rocky, Florida.
WA8KIM, repeater.
Kilo 4, Kilo Foxtrot in Shalimar, Florida.
Number 11182 in.
W4 Echo Charlie Zulu, Spring Hill, Florida.
Here we go, NDOG, KI4GNZ, KK4KF, W4ECZ. Any other East Coast stations, K1GGF?
K7HJE, Miami, Florida.
Number 11203 in.
K7HJE, K1GGS, Roger, thank you. The folks in the central
number
part
11124 in.
That's undefined, so just go for it. K1GGS. Any folks on the southern part of the United States? That includes Texas.
Number 11176 in.
KC9 QDO, I believe it was, repeater. Try again.
Yep, this is KC9 QDO, Fremont, Indiana.
KC9 QDO, K1GGS, Roger. Any other stations in the central United States? Stations on the western side of the United States, K1GGF. Once again, any stations on the west coast of the United States, K1GGF. Any stations in Europe?
To Echo Zero, Mexico, Victoria, Tango. Name is Aaron. To Echo Zero, Mexico, Victoria, Tango. Name is Aaron.
Two EQ, K1GGS. Okay, Don, thank you. I think I screwed up the call sign again. Anyway, anybody else in the world, K1GGS?
Nino 7.
The other station is for the FusionNet, K1GGS, in Simi Valley, California.
Number 11328 in.
Okay, I got an NO station with that N0, I missed the rest of it, go ahead.
Number 11176 out.
At the NO7 station, try again.
That is NO Sonora. NO7, Radio Foxtrot, Washington.
NO7 RF. K1GGS, Roger, any other station?
Yeah, could you give a call back over to Bakersfield because they checked in, over?
Okay, station in Bakersfield, go ahead, K1GGS. Yeah, I didn't hear him, that's surprising. Okay, very good. I have not really a lot of news today. There's been an awful lot of activity on the Fusion webpage, the Yahoo group today. I had like 60 new messages in there when I got home a few minutes ago, and we haven't got caught up yet. So a lot of activity, a lot of polls going on and things like that. So if you haven't checked that out, you might want to check it out and see some of the comments. And it appears that some people are having very good
luck with their
reviews. One or two are having all kinds of problems, but I'm not sure what's causing that to happen. Anyway, does anybody have any announcements other than the stuff for Dayton and the Pacific conference that's coming up very shortly, K1GGS? Okay, we'll run through them again quickly in case anybody missed them. At Dayton, on the 17th, Sunday, at 10:30 in the morning, will be a Fusion Forum in Room 1. That's Dayton, on Sunday at 10:30 a.m. And then at CPAC on June 7th, will be a meeting up there also. So if you're at either of those conventions, keep your eyes open and attend the meeting. And sounds like it'll be fun. I wish I could make it to Dayton this year, but we're not going to make it, so here we are. Are there any stations with any comments or questions for the net?
K8SRB.
K8SRB, go ahead.
Yes, Lee. K8SRB in West Central Ohio. For Dayton, did I read the right, is there a frequency or a repeater that people are going to be using or hanging around? I want to take the radio with me and wasn't sure if anybody was going to be there listening. The name is Stan, Sarah Tangale from November, over.
W-A-8-K.
Okay, Stan, there's been a lot of discussion about frequencies to be used. I'm not sure what they settled down on. Does
number
anyone know
one,
what
one, two,
the
four,
frequencies
eight.
Are going to be for Dayton? Okay, I don't know. There was I saw one station that had just received his repeater and was hoping to get it up on the air. Work in Dayton, but I don't know if he's successful and what frequencies he was on. And there was a lot of talk about a simplex frequency, and there was a poll out to what frequency they might want to use, and I never saw what the answer was for that. So, anybody have any information on Dayton? K1G. Well, I guess I'll have to wait and see if anyone checks in that's heading to Dayton and has some ideas. That would be good to know. Any other questions or comments for the net?
JS, I'll be with a comment.
KSRB, K1GGS, go ahead.
K1GGS, KSRB. Yeah, I saw the on that reflector they were trying to do the loading to see what the frequency people want to choose for syntax. But what I saw was kind of related to 2 meters. And I've been going to Dayton for 50 years, and one thing, 2 meters is a very, very unfavorable band in my position. In my opinion, I should say 440 would or 70 centimeters would be much more less RF, because, well, I tell you what, you just it's very, very hard to use any 2 meter radio in Dayton to stay in touch, because there's so many stations. And I know this being in digital mode, you might be okay, but I tell you what, RF is RF, and so anyway, my suggestion, I did try to make it, but unless I was successful, was to maybe look into 440, they'll have a better luck. I know these are people, which I belong to that group, we go to 440 for the same reason. This is K8SRB, Canton, Ohio.
Thank you. Go to www.
K8SRB, K1GGS. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And like you said, I didn't see the answer where they were going either, so hopefully someone will check in with that information and we can put it on the net. Okay, are there any other stations with comments for, or announcements for the net? K1GGS.
Net Control, this is Kilo India 4, Golf November Tango. I have a question for the net, for whoever's got the answer. I connect and disconnect to the rooms remotely on my HRI-200 wireless Xbox, and those are the ones that I have already on channel 1, or C1, as you see on your panel. Now, the question I have, when I go into the all, it's supposed to show all the rooms out there on the list, on the radio, but it's not doing that for whatever reason. So maybe someone out there has the answer to that. Right now, the way I connect is because I have programmed into the radio the rooms that I have been through and that I like. So anyway, that's the question out there for the net. K4GNT back to the control, K1GGS.
Yeah, K4GNT, K1GGS. Otherwise, there would be no other way to get the list. I have received the list on my FT1D with no problem. It takes it comes over the radio, so it takes a second or two. It's not like it was on the web, but I do get the list, and it begins to go through it, and I just make a favorite out of it, basically, so I can just bring up that and connect to the favorites, and I'll go through the whole list, it's getting bigger. But like I said, I've had no problem at all with the FT1D getting the list. Go ahead.
Number 11317 in.
Yeah, okay, that's the same way I have it. I have mine on the favorite list, but when I hit on all, you click on it on the radio, it's supposed to show you, and it says not available for whatever reason. I got my favorites on the C1 channel there. I got like 10 or 12, I think it is. But anyway, each channel, according to the book, holds 16, which is, pretty substantial. Anyway, that's what I'm trying to find out, why I'm not seeing it on mine under the all.
Okay,
Yes, B1GGS. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they, I haven't done it for a while, so maybe something's changed. I'll have to give it a try after the net and see what we can do.
Number 110118.
I said it used to work for me anyway, both with my 400 and my FP1D, but we'll have to go play with it again and see what we see after the net. Anybody else have tried it lately and had any issues with it? K1GGS. Okay, are there any other stations for the net, K1GGS? Okay, are there any other comments or questions for the...
Number 11124 out.
Okay, I just went over and looked at my computer and I see a few notes here, and okay, to the folks in Arizona listening only, and also, there's a comment there that the broadcast fly sounds good when the user's radio was good, so that's good. And okay, that's about it. That's good. Okay, it'll be interesting to see what comes out at Dayton. I hope they have a FT2D there to play with the show. It would be nice to hear more comments on that. And hopefully that one of those will come my way pretty soon and we can do a lot more here. But anyway, that's about all we have tonight. And quiet, I wish people had more questions or comments or whatever, but I guess not. So we'll hang around here another half hour or so and see if anybody comes up with anything. And KI4GNZ, if you want to try a node here on mine while we're connected, maybe you can get a download here after we finish the net. And I'll see if I can find my radio and give it a try also. So once again, are there any other stations or comments for the net?
WA8KIM repeater.
Okay, so I guess I'll take it. I guess I'm the only one that has a lot of questions, I guess. I've heard a lot of folks that have the XT1D, like myself, that are complaining about the short lifespan of the batteries. I've experienced that myself, too. With the 1800 milliamp that came with this radio, it will be in the shortest one. I try to keep it at low power when possible. I've got a 2200 milliamp and a 2400 milliamp. I've heard some comments. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if you have heard anything that control that the new one, they have fixed that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I did notice that the new one, the FT2DR, is coming with a 2200 milliamp battery. So I guess Yaesu maybe did something different as far as the lifespan of the battery there. K4GNT, back to the control, K1GGS.
Hey, I've seen that. I'm the same thing. It's reasonable for me. I use the radio all day long, but C1D, I don't do a lot of talking. I do more listening. And I do notice that the battery life is...
Number 11332 in.
It's shorter when I'm doing scanning, or if I'm doing dual watch or anything other than a single frequency, it seems to use the battery up quite a bit faster. And you notice the radio also gets warmer when you're doing that, which is a sign you're eating up more juice. But if I'm just listening on a single channel, it lasts 4 or 5 hours for me with no problem, I think. Anyway, that's why we keep one battery in the charger and one on the radio. Any other comments from anybody? Okay, what did you hear?
UNDOT.
N1DOT, K1GGS, how's the snow?
Yeah, one of the important things, though, is to keep your battery from being eaten. If you're not using the GPS, shut it off. Because that eats up about 40 milliamps. That adds an extra 40 milliamp drain to the radio if you're running the GPS.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, I was aware of that, and I do keep it on most of the time, so that would be one way to do it. And I suspect I know where I am most of the time. Although I get complaints once in a while, and I do turn it off, and people don't know where I am. But that's okay. Then you're right. That's a fun way to do it. To turn off the GPS, and you're saving yourself 40 milliamps of juice. Keep your battery running a little bit longer. Any other comments?
Yeah, two other things. Make sure your APRS is off, and if you want to extend the battery life.
Yeah, that's good to know. Yeah, I was aware of that, and I do keep it on most of the time, so that would be one way to do it. And I suspect I know where I am most of the time. Although I do get complaints once in a while, and I do turn it off, and people don't know where I am, but that's okay. Then you're right. That's a fun way to do it. To turn off the GPS, and you're saving yourself 40 milliamps of juice. Keep your battery running a little bit longer. Any other comments?
Yeah, two other things. Make sure your APRS is off, and if you want to extend the battery life, keep it on single band. Dual receive as current draw. So single band, GPS off, APRS off, yeah, and make sure your battery saver is enabled. And that'll extend your life of your battery quite a bit. And run low power whenever possible.
And one DOZK1 GPS, thank you very much for all those comments. They're all very good. And yeah, that's probably why I get the good life out of mine. I usually run mine on the lowest power setting I can do, because the radios are here in the house. But anyway, any other comments on that, K1TG?
To net control, I got a question. So N1DOT, I know it's on the manual, but it'll take me a little bit to take a look at that. How do you enable your battery saver on your radio on your FD1D? Can we get some pointers on that? K4DNT back to net control to K1GGS.
I'd have to look in my manual. I'd have to go through the menus. It's in one of the menus. I just don't remember exactly which one. I believe it's under the config menu.
Okay, roger that. I thought you knew it off the top of your head, so I could, you know, get it done right now. But no big deal. No problem. I'll look up on the owner's manual. I got it right there, actually. Okay, back to my control to K1GGS from KF4GNT.
Okay, very good. Any other questions or comments for the next?
Number 11124 in.
Yeah, N1DOT.
Go ahead.
I have noticed that nobody has posted a manual anywhere about what is going to be in the FG2DR for a prospective buyer to be able to look at what the radio will do. I noticed the user has been very, very tight-lipped. They posted no PDF copies of the manual. They provided one to the FCC, but they told the FCC don't publish it. So everything's been kind of hush-hush and very tight-lipped about what the FG2DR will do. Although I did run into a video on the System Fusion Facebook group that showed it plugged in with the camera mic, and the guy was actually able to take a picture, and the picture was actually able to be displayed on the front face of the radio of the FG2DR. So that's one little cat I will let out of the bag.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I've seen something on that myself, where there was at least a mention of the fact that you'd be able to display graphics on it, which is just really good. And I don't know, maybe we'll wait and see. You never know with sales folks, if they've got something up their sleeve that they're going to announce a date in there or something like that, and they don't want the competition to make some quick changes and come up with the same thing. So let's wait and see what happens after this. Okay, any other comments or questions for the net? I see a... Okay, I got one station saying KK4ONE has hot audio and I have low audio. Is my audio low to any station test today, or is it the way it normally is screwed up?
You are a bit lower than most of us.
Interesting. Okay, let me make sure my control is plugged in here. That's plugged in. Okay, well, I'll crank it up a notch. That was too hot last time, and I changed it down to lower. Now it's the other
number
way around.
16082 in.
Maybe I should talk a little bit closer like this, but I'm worried about getting breathing noises. Oh, well, okay. Are there any other comments for the net, K1GG?
W-A-H-K-I-M, repeater.
Okay, we'll go ahead and secure the net. I'll be listening here for a while. Feel free to jump in and ask any questions that you didn't want to have recorded or whatever the case might be. And I want to thank the stations that are putting this on the internet now so that other stations can listen in. And apparently we have some folks in Arizona that are doing that, so welcome aboard. 73, everyone, we'll see you next week. Next week I may not be here. I'm supposed to go away for the weekend, so I probably will not be here if someone else would like to pick up the net. Feel free, and I may take my radio and might be able to hit my note from where I am, but I doubt it very much. So thank you very much all for coming aboard, and we'll see you in 2 weeks, K1GG.
So I guess we're not going to have a net next week. I guess, is that correct?
K4GNT,
K1GGS. I won't be able to run it. If someone else would like to run it, that's fine. They can do it. Or everybody can just gather here and shoot the breeze if they want to and ask each other questions. But I will not be available next week.
Okay, very good. Okay, I'm going to take a standby. The wife just served dinner, so I'm going to take advantage while it's hot and have at it. So thanks for running the net out there, K1GGS, K4GNT.
Okay, KI4GNT, K1GGS. Okay, I just grabbed my HD here. We'll try a little... connecting and see what we can do. Have a good evening and enjoy your supper, K1GG.
Number 11031 out. Number 11203 out. Number 11332 out. Number 11278 out. Number 11120 out. Number 17051 out. Number 11068 out. Number 11120 in. Number 11120 out.
WA8KIM repeater. Number 11011 out. Number 11126 in.
N2 TXG, listening. Handle here again. QTH is in southern Jersey, not too far from Philadelphia. It's over on the PA side across the river there. But back to you.